Excitement unfurled inside of Elle until her gaze came to a stop on the three women who were walking past the open doors, her stepmother and sisters, sipping champagne and laughing in a carefree manner, until Helena happened to casually glance out the entrance and spotted Elle. As if she couldn't believe her eyes, Helena came to an abrupt stop, causing her daughters to do the same, as well as follow their mother's narrowing gaze. Elle saw the shock on Gwen's and Claire's faces, the increasing anger twisting her stepmother's features, and a moment later, the trio was huddled together in conversation, clearly discussing Elle and her unexpected presence at the ball. With the distance separating them, along with the music, Elle couldn't hear what they were saying, but assumed it was most likely mean and derogatory, considering how furious Helena looked. Elle knew it was inevitable that she'd run into them tonight, but hadn't been prepared for the blatant animosity from her stepmother when Elle had been invited to the gala.
"I'm sorry, miss,"
the security guy said, bringing Elle's attention back to him and the unyielding glint in his vivid brown eyes.
"I can't let you into the ball. Your name isn't on the guest list."
An awful uncertainty swirled in her stomach, and despite her best efforts, the self-assured smile on her lips faltered. "But as you've seen, I have the invitation, the envelope with my name on it, and you have my ID to confirm my identity." He shook his head as he handed the paperwork back to her.
"I can only let in guests who've RSVP'd ahead of time. It's a security issue. No exceptions."
Elle's stomach dropped and she could feel her face heat with humiliation as she put everything back into her small clutch purse. So much for Penelope's brilliant idea. And now, with curious people watching, including her stepmother and sisters, she was being publicly banished from one of the most exclusive events of the year. God, could this moment be any more awkward and mortifying? She turned to go, but not before she saw Helena's gleeful smirk over the situation. A myriad of emotions sliced through Elle, and she hated the tears of frustration that burned at the back of her throat, but managed to keep them at bay and as much of her pride intact as possible. She'd only taken a few steps away from security and started reaching into her purse for her cell phone to call an Uber, since her driver had already left, when a man's deep, commanding voice cut through the awful embarrassment surrounding Elle's departure.
"Wait!"
The one word, spoken in an authoritative tone, reverberated through Elle's entire body, and she instinctively obeyed the order and stopped, then turned around. And not just because she was a good girl who would never ignore someone with such obvious influence. No, her reasons for complying were inherently female and directly connected to something far more fundamental located at the very core of her sexual being that instinctively prompted her to respond to that strong, compelling male tone. The sight of a devastatingly gorgeous man in a tuxedo striding toward her had Elle's body flashing hot in awareness, but the downward pull of his full, sensual lips quickly doused her attraction like a bucket of cold water. Whoever the man was, he had an air of importance around him, which was solidified by the way the security guard regarded him with respect and a professional stance.
"Michael, is there an issue here?"
The tuxedoed man demanded to know before shifting his direct, piercing golden brown eyes to Elle. Elle swallowed hard against the fluttering in her throat. The man was incredibly good-looking, with thick, dark hair, chiseled features, and that intensely sexy gaze that should have made her nervous, but instead made her weak in the knees. God, could this situation get any more demeaning? Was he going to berate her too before tossing her out? She wasn't sure she could stand a double dose of being shamed.
"There is no issue, Mr. Wilder,"
Michael said, providing Elle with a realization that the other gentleman was indeed very important, as in one of the hosts of the Wilder Way ball. The man's gaze took in her face, then boldly flicked down to the soft swells of her breasts rising above the bodice of her gown before he returned to his conversation with Michael. Just that one brief look had her nipples tightening and aching against the fabric of her dress. While Mr. Wilder's expression had softened a bit, he was still blunt with his employee.
"Then what is the problem?